In 1972, President Nixon asks George Bush to become chairman of the Republican National Committee.
When the call came for George to meet with the president at Camp David, I sent him off with the strong urging not to accept the RNC post if offered. I just felt it would be a terrible experience. Party politics are very dog-eat-dog, and I knew he'd have to travel a great deal. Of course, that's exactly what the president asked George to do, and of course he took it.
It's at this time that the Watergate scandal consumes the nation's attention.
In the first 11 months after taking over the party, he traveled 97,000 miles in 33 states, giving 101 speeches, conducting 78 news conferences, and making 11 national TV appearances. Watergate haunted him and permeated absolutely everything. Scores of Republicans were deserting the president. It was a very unpleasant time for everyone.
August 5th, 1974. As I dictate this memo at 10:10 p.m. on August 5th, I do not feel the president can survive. I've decided not to issue a statement. But it means the risk that people won't know how strongly and deeply I feel about this whole grubby Watergate mess. It is beneath the dignity of that Oval Office. And yes, the president's accomplishments are magnificent. But Watergate is a shabby, tawdry business that demeans the presidency.
Bush remains steadfast in his loyalty to the Republican Party and to the president. However, once the full facts come out, George Bush urges the president to resign the office. His letter is displayed here. The following night, President Richard Nixon announces to the nation that he is stepping down as president.